Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese on a Monday.
Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. Hello there, Ike.
Johnny Marks. Holla at your boy.
Well, we have so much to talk about. We'll start off at the top of the show talking about the Eagles and Friday night preseason game number one. Ike, I'm curious to hear your reaction to what you saw.
Friday night was great, man. I don't know if you could ask for a better start to the preseason, to seeing your first team in action. I guess, you know, it would have been nice to have seen A.J. Brown down the sideline for about 50 or 60 yards, reminiscent of Donovan Nateo years ago, but we didn't get that. Although I think maybe on that first play, if you go back and look at it, that may have been something they were trying to get, something downfield. Didn't open up like they thought it would, and Jalen came out of the pocket, hit Quez Watkins for a nice play down the field on the money, 6 for 6. You know, obviously don't want him to take the hit that he took when he was going out of bounds. You know, I mentioned this Friday that, you know, it's one of the reasons, it's one of the things you have to almost trust your players to be able to do, which is protect themselves. And both of our quarterbacks, the Jets and the Eagles quarterbacks, escaped the pocket last night. Jalen took a big hit and was fortunate enough he didn't get a concussion or anything else.
Man.
And Zach Wilson didn't go out of bounds, planted and really tore his knee like Jimmy Garoppolo did years ago in a non-contact situation. No, he didn't tear his knees. Fortunate enough, he did not tear his ACL. That's only going to be a four-week situation there. So he got lucky there, and so did Jalen. So you want these guys to keep themselves healthy. He bounced up. That was a great sight to see from Jalen. The throw to Dallas Goedert getting in the end zone, that was all good. I don't know what else you could have wanted to see. You know, I was worried they would come out and be conservative. You know, a lot of people were saying, oh, you know, go out there, three plays, you know, you hand the ball off. What are you getting out of that? Hello? Hello? Yeah. The coach ain't thinking like you, ESP. I had to call him out.
We'll do that at 3 o'clock
today.
Yeah,
I'm tired of the hill he's trying to die on. But the fact of the matter is, yeah, they put health as a priority. But they also are trying to get ready for a football season. And that's what it looks like to me.
Right.
That's what it looks like to me. They came out. They saw some things they wanted to work on in the game. They wanted Jalen to throw the ball Friday night. That's what they came out doing, throwing the football Friday night. And it was a good sign. It's the reason why I say the kid is more of a gamer than he is some practice player who you draw something up and he just throws it and, you know, he throws the ball and everything looks good in practice. I tell you, it's a lot of guys that look good in practice look like crap on Sundays in games. I know a lot of those type of quarterbacks that played in the league, that still play in the league. And this kid seems like it's just the beginning. Like, that's what I saw. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. We didn't even get a taste of A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get a taste of either of those guys. But you saw the type of coverage A.J. Brown commands, and that's why Dallas Goedert was wide open. That's what a guy like A.J. Brown, that's Jalen Reagor, that's nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the fact that that's A.J. Brown, everybody's over there concerned. Dallas Goedert sits right there in that little honey dip hole right there. And Jalen Hurts, man, what a throw.
Yeah, AJ's going to help. AJ's going to help out the other receivers and the tight ends and the backs. So, I mean, yeah.
I didn't even get on the defensive side of the ball. Kazir White, come on, man.
How about that?
Come on, man. We out there. Listen, we out there making plays, man. Linebackers, we out there making plays. N'Kobe, come on, man. N'Kobe was making plays Friday night.
Yep.
Tackling machine, like a magnet to the football.
He did pretty much what I thought he was going to do,
yes.
Which was you were going to notice him a lot out
there.
Told
you that, man.
Yeah,
game action.
Yep.
This dude's a ball. He's a ball hawk, man. He can't run around smashing everybody in practice. They don't allow you to hit. He wanted to get to the game, and he's out there making tackles. Yeah, we got to listen. I know it's the Jets. Man.
All above the 12-5
train. I'm just saying, man. Get on board with this 12-5 train, man.
Well,
get on board with this 12-5 train. NFC East, did you see the stinking Cowboys? 17 penalties in a game the other night. They look terrible.
I like pain.
Yeah. Mike McCarthy isn't all that worried about it, by the way.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah. It's because he got a guaranteed contract, whether he's there or not.
Yeah, he should be worried about
it. He's going to get paid, but yeah, he ain't going to be there after this year.
So, like the 12-5 train, it is chewing right by me as what I agree with almost everything that you said right there. It was an impressive performance. Jalen Hurts, he looked good. He made some nice throws. It was one series. Until I see defenses that are game planning for Jalen Hurts in the Eagles offense, there's not really much I can say other than just that. Like, yeah, they look good. Defenses aren't going to play the Eagles like that once week one starts, right? Like, they're actually going to be game planning, and they're going to be playing the Eagles offense and Jalen differently this year. And, yeah, the Jets stink. They do. So, like,
it's not like the Eagles came out with a game plan prepared to beat the Jets. So the Eagles are going to have stuff that they aren't showing as well.
Right, I know. It's like, you know, Jalen, he got hit way late out of bounds. That would have been a 4th-and-5 from the 32. Do they go for it at that next down? Probably. So they may not even score a touchdown on that drive. So then what did people say? If they end up not converting a 4th-and-5, does he come back out? And then do they do something on that next series? So just keep that in mind. If it wasn't just like a stupid penalty by the Jets, then we may not even see a touchdown. So Jalen looked fine. The offense, I'm excited about the offense. But again, I know that there is a move out there by NFL defensive coordinators that are going to defend the Eagles differently this year. And until I see what the Eagles look like, I'm going to kind of be in this wait-and-see mode of they're a borderline playoff team. You've been to 12 wins and you feel better about that than you ever have, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still sitting the same at 9, 8, maybe 9, 9, maybe 8, right there, borderline playoff team. And you know what? We may go a couple games in the season. I'm going to say, wow, this offense is a lot better than I thought. This quarterback's playing a lot better than I thought. I can't get there yet.
Yeah, you will go there once the regular season starts. This team is winning the NFC East. They just are. They're the better team in the East. And, you know, Jalen, see, here's the thing. And I don't know if it's going to change. So I'm not going to kill myself or maybe I should even say that. Well, I'm not going to drive myself crazy trying to convince people that this is a team sport and it's all about the Eagles. And because I know we're going to focus on the quarterback. That's what we do. So I understand that. But there are two components here. Right, there's the overall team success and what Jalen contributes to that success is what people are looking at, right? That's what we're going to focus on, right? Whether or not Jalen is just handing the ball off or do we have our franchise quarterback. I get it. We're not going to be able to even enjoy our victories. You know, I'm going to come out on Victory Monday 12 times this year screaming victory, and then I'm going to have you over there like, yeah, but he was like 15 for 24 or 15. Come on, man. You know what I mean? He was 17 for 28.
Oh, so the details of the win won't matter at that point.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I can already tell what I'm going to be getting from you guys. Oh, he only threw for 240 yards, 230, 220 in a tug. Yeah, one touchdown.
I can already tell they're gonna come out throwing this year. So I don't envision that until that doesn't work.
Okay, but, well listen.
That's
what we're going to do.
All in all, I know if they look bad, I'd be going nuts right now that they're bad and Jalen Hurts isn't the guy. So I recognize that I'm not, you know, like I'm not necessarily being fair here by saying this, but I'm still going to say it anyway. Until I see it in the regular season, until I see what defenses, how they're going to try to defend what the Eagles do and what Jalen Hurts does. And by the way, also the offensive play caller. Nick Sirianni and Shane Steichen. Like, what offense is this?
They look good Friday.
They did. They did. And Jalen looked good running around kind of doing what he does. Right? Mm-hmm. Made 6 for 6. Made nice throws. I got to see it in the regular season before I get crazy. 215-592-9494.
4,000 yards plus.
Yep.
24 touchdowns plus. And we're going to say less than 10 picks.
All right. So 9.
Yeah, I'll say 9.
Okay.
Okay.
That'd be hell.
I'd rather say 8. I'd say 8. 24 touchdowns and 8 interceptions.
215-592-9494. Can we write it in pen?
You think those numbers are coincidental?
Oh, 24 and 8. Look at you. Jack Fritz.
Come on, man. That's what we do.
Before we get to some phone calls, your thoughts on Friday night.
Oh, my God. I've been more disappointed in this city, more so than most times in my past with the Jalen Hurts thing. We have lowered the bar so much for this quarterback to where he plays competent NFL quarterback. And now we're thinking 12 wins, 13 wins.
He was 6 for 6.
He was fine. Bradford was 10 for 10 in a preseason game against the Packers. Like Gardner Minshew, we weren't allowed to get excited about Gardner Minshew in a real game last year, torching the Jets.
But rightfully so, too.
But Jalen plays decent, competent NFL quarterback, and now it's like, oh, wow, this team's going to be ridiculous. The only thing I learned on Friday is that the Jets still stink. Zach Wilson still stinks.
Yep.
I will say this. My main positive feeling is that I'm not really worried about the Lions game. Like, they came out and they look like they're prepared and ready to go. And Sirianni had that team prepared and ready to go. That's something I'm not concerned about.
The Jets stink. The Jets won the game.
Yeah, but not really. Not really. Not, frankly.
If that's a regular season game, they get smoked.
Okay.
And
Joe Flacco coming in for Zach Wilson.
And you can also see the defense. Like, both quarterbacks know that they can't put themselves in harm's way because they're playing in a preseason game. Jalen Hurts gets hit out of bounds, 5 yards out of bounds. Zach Wilson cuts the ball infield trying to outrun a linebacker and a defensive back, right? Like, at least Jalen – like, the problem with the guys playing is just that you can still get a guy that's going to hit the quarterback late out of bounds and can hurt him. Luckily, that didn't happen. The Jets stink. It doesn't even matter. The Eagles did what they needed to do. They came out and they were impressive. They were impressive.
Yeah, the Jets aren't some type of benchmark.
No.
Yeah, who said the Jets are a benchmark?
No. It's a preseason game. They did what they had to do. So
yeah, no,
so
we're talking about how the Eagles looked. We're talking about how the Eagles looked. I'm talking about how the Eagles looked. Jalen Hurts looked. Miles Sanders catching the ball out of the backfield. Quez Watkins making catches. Zach Pascal made a few catches there Friday night. Cam Jurgens looked good as the rookie center, pulling out on the counter traps and screen plays out in the open field, blocking guys, looking like Jason Kelce. Seriously, that was the focus of Friday night's game, is getting the chance to see these guys play for the first time. Because this is what I guarantee you. Had they looked sloppy, had they turned the ball over, no one would say, oh, it's only one preseason game.
Right.
You'd be in here going ballistic about how terrible he is.
Correct.
Yeah, so don't downplay how great he played Friday night, because you don't want to give him credit and how great they look Friday night. That's how they look like they're supposed to look for the first preseason game, opening drive, limited action. Let's see what you look like out there. And Jalen Hurts, he didn't sail the ball over anybody's head. He didn't try to force a play. He didn't turn the ball over. He took him down the field and got a touchdown. That's what he did, 6 for 6.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what he did.
He was fine. It was fine.
That's what he did.
Yeah, the Eagles were fine.
It was outstanding Friday.
215-592. I mean, they were
fine. He was outstanding. That first.
He was fine.
The first team was outstanding, with the exception of A.J. Brown catching the ball.
215-592-9494. Ike, give me 60 seconds on the Phillies. They lose, before we get to the phones, they lose 2 of 3 to the Mets. Two really strong pitching games. Friday, Saturday, and then yesterday, they just couldn't get anything going.
Yeah, I mean, what I was afraid of coming into this series, going up against the guys they were going up against, that hitting was going to be, or scoring runs would be difficult. That proved to be true in the first two games for both teams. They split there, and then yesterday, you just don't expect Zach Wheeler not to be on his best, or be at his best in a rubber match, and, you know, 6 runs and 6 innings, or the 5 runs and 6 innings, you just can't have that out of him. And it's a disappointing series. I can't say it's heartbreaking or it's unexpected, because, like I said Friday, I'd be happy just not to get swept. But I come away feeling pretty good about Aaron Nola. Suarez pitched well Friday Man. Night, so he wasn't afraid of the big moment going up against Scherzer. I just, you know, the Mets are a good baseball team. It's a good baseball team. So, you know, take care of business against the Reds, and then we got the Mets this weekend. You got to find a way to win 3 out of 4 against the Mets this weekend, hopefully. Yeah. You certainly can't do any worse than splitting against them. The Mets are a good baseball team, man. They just are.
Yeah.
A good baseball team. And you're not at – we're not at full strength. You don't have Bryce Harper, and you don't have
Schwarber
in the lineup. Like, yep. You don't have those guys in your lineup, so –
1 out of 3 okay is okay with me. Yeah. All right, great pitching in games 1 and 2. Both games could have went either way. Yesterday, they had opportunities in the 4th and 5th inning. They didn't capitalize. They had runners on base, no outs. They didn't get it. And by that, then it became 6-0, and you knew the game was pretty much over. Mm-hmm. And it was. After that, it was over, even though they had a shot there in the 9th inning. So, like, yeah, you know, they won one game. They got out of there. Let's beat the Reds, and then you got them again coming up this next weekend.
Yeah, they've earned our trust, man. We don't need to overreact. Nobody needs to go all ballistic and act like the season's over with any of that stuff. Chill out. It's baseball. We're smart enough to realize this isn't football. A lot of baseball left to be played. What are they, 20 games over 500 in the last 2 months? Let's relax. Let's relax and not go overboard with them losing a series to New York, which they were underdogs in the series going into the series. It's not a surprise.
On the road, they lost 2 of 3. Perfectly fine. Let's get healthy. Get Schwarber. He should be back sometime this week. Harper's going to begin a rehab stint coming up soon, hopefully. Let's get back to full strength. Beat the Reds. They're bad. And we have the Reds tonight. So 215-592-9494. So if you have your thoughts on the Phillies losing 2 of 3 to the Mets, bring it. 215-592-9494. And your thoughts on the Eagles preseason game number 1. Your takeaways, your opinions, your thoughts. 215-592-9494. Colton in Oxford leads us off today. Colton, how are you? What's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How are you guys?
Colton.
What's up, Colton?
Hey. Okay, so just a couple of takeaways from Eagles Sunday night. I say Sunday night because Friday night I had, you know, the claws were calling my names and I had way too many Ike juices, so I don't recall the game. So I had to get Sunday night. I had to get the full picture Sunday night. But nonetheless, I think the biggest thing, obviously, is how good Jalen Hurts looks. I mean, you could just tell he's more confident than ever. And it shows what another full season of being, like, the definite starter can do for him mentally. So I think he's going to do nothing but improve, you know, throughout the season. Even if defenses are game planning for him, I really believe in his development this year. And, you know, also it was like the new pieces, you know, especially on the defense doing their thing. You guys kind of already touched on it. Kaiser White with the pick. Mm-hmm. Jordan Davis, I saw he was getting triple teamed already. I love that.
Yeah.
And then
Yeah,
seriously. And Nakombe Dean, he's a ball hawk. I feel like Nakombe Dean is everything you want Davion Taylor to be.
That's a good point, Colton. Yes, you're exactly right. Yes.
I mean, even on offense, I mean, shout out to Cam Jurgens, too. You know, it seems like when Kelce goes down, you know, or when he, you know, retires, it finally seems that we have, like, a solid piece. We don't have to be nervous about him whenever he goes down. Eagles 11-6 record. Jalen Hurts with a Pro Bowl. Book it. You can book that.
NFC East?
Yeah,
we'll
Cowboys are gonna choke.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't see it with the Cowboys this year.
Nah, you can't trust them, man. You can't trust them. Mm-mm. Just like the Mets.
Yep.
All right, Colton.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you. There he is, Colton from Oxford, who will be vying for a Marks and Reese Fantasy Football League spot, which we will not be giving away on today's show, but we will have more. We have more coming up later this week. So, don't go anywhere for that. But like, everything you were looking for from Friday night, you got, I guess. But like, what could you have seen? What could I have seen Friday night that would make me say anything other than I'm saying today? Mm-hmm. That was good. And
like you weren't impressed,
right? Yeah, I mean, it was fine. Jalen Hurts can run around and make plays like that. It's preseason. That's perfect. Let's see what happens when they make him throw strictly left, right, to the right, middle. Right? Like when they defend him to where they're going to make him roll left instead of allowing him to roll right. Then what does he do? Right? Like all these things are going to – it's not going to be easy this year. It's not going to be easy. This is – I don't believe anything that I saw on Friday night, I still am skeptical that it's going to be even as good as it was last year with the Eagles.
Man.
I am. 215-592-9494. OG Wade checks in early today. OG Wade,
man.
How are you?
He's been hanging on since Friday night.
Hi, Wade.
How y'all doing today, man?
What's up, Wade?
OG.
Hey, listen, man. I stepped up in Chickies and Pete's, and I told you guys that the the Duke would have two touchdowns, mm-hmm. right? So, I was like, well, how are you going to do that? I said, I'm not giving up the script. So he had one running, and he threw for one. So I was right.
Ah, all right, because he got called back,
Absolutely. I told you. That's how he told me it was going to go down. So, yeah. But listen, on a real note, right, it's basically what I said. Now, I heard that bobblehead Tom from Abington said he left the pocket too. He could have stepped up in. Let me explain something to you nurses and all you guys that really don't know football. And I don't want not a shot at nurses, but at this particular nurse. Okay. It is for a quarterback to step up in the pocket, he's risking more to do that. All right. When he gets out of the pocket, he's basically one-on-one with whoever's chasing him and maybe a corner coming up. But he can throw the ball away, step out of bounds. He can make a big play downfield like he does. Stepping up in the pocket will allow your offensive line to hold. It would allow Jalen Hurts to get hit or hurt. It's not much you're getting out of stepping up in a crushing pocket. All right? They already got pressure. There's no need to be stepping up. So you guys that think you know the game, just sit on down and drink your little drinks, okay? Leave it to the pros. You know what I mean?
Like you.
Stop trying to knit the. I said that the Jalen Hurts we're going to get this year is going to be Jalen Hurts. He's just going to be better because of what? Dallas Goedert, catch the ball. Quez Watkins, don't step out of bounds and come back. See, it's just basic stuff. Everybody do their damn job. So, no, we're not going to no Super Bowl because of we beat or he looked good against the Jets for 6-7 plays, whatever. Mm-hmm. But what it shows is that Well, I believe we are, but I don't want to put that out there right now.
Okay, I'm just making sure that.
I wanted to make it seem like I'm a homer and I'm a Duke.
But you're not overreacting based on 6 throws by Jalen Hurts, Wade.
No, what I want people to understand is that we got a good young quarterback. That's all. You know what I mean? Like Elliott, he looks horrible in practice.
Yeah, well, he wasn't good in practice yesterday either, Wade.
Right. Well, today it was good.
Was it?
Today he was good, and they said he was good yesterday, so I don't want to hear that, all right? But anyway, I don't care about that. My point to this whole thing is we have to stop overreacting because you overreacted to his practice, you, John, but you won't give him credit for what he did.
But I told you late last week I'm not going to overreact to practices anymore. I'm done doing that.
Okay.
Good or bad.
Cool. Great. So I like the way we look. Most impressively, I like – the fact that our defense looked ferocious. It don't look like a sit back and watch and react. Mm-hmm. It looked like we're going to be attacking this year. So if the Duke can do that, what he's doing, just be him. What we need the defense to do is don't give up 30 points a game, and we're going to win 13 games.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Wade. There he is. See, Jack, is today a day he gets to call later in the show because he called so early?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So, like when we replay interviews that are really good early?
Call back in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, so it's a different crowd then. You know, they probably didn't hear him in the 2 o'clock hour.
Hey, guys, it's just the Jets. Before you get too crazy, enjoy the hate. Don't worry about it. Enjoy the first drive, man, because they didn't win. I didn't realize they didn't win. Just came back and won late?
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
I thought you had it. They scored that touchdown late.
Yeah, man.
Oh.
Yes.
Should Sirianni be on the hot seat?
I'm just saying. Yeah, they came back and scored that touchdown late. It's the reason why. Well, you know what?
When they had the 18-play drive, scored a touchdown on, I was like, that's it.
Right.
Game over.
Yeah. You know what? It's almost like those officials didn't want to go home Friday night. I'm like, dude, get us up out of here.
They were having fun calling penalties.
Yeah.
Man. 215-592-9494. All right, preseason game number one in the books. How do you feel after the Jets game? Beginning of a special season, Ike?
Yeah.
Or just the Jets?
Oh.
And what a national insider's feeling about the Eagles. Are they on the verge of a big year? You'll hear that coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
About to get a workout in here with the Eagles. Before I did that, I just want to kind of give you my take on this team. And look, I know that there's a lot of pressure on them because they were one of the teams that kind of won the offseason. Great moves. But what I really like about this team is the difference in how they are with Nick Sirianni this year. Because last year, it was almost like he had to prove himself. Did he fit in? Did he deserve this position? And even the players were trying to figure him out. Well, that's not the case this year. He's proven himself. So there's a whole different confidence that they have for Nick Sirianni, that Nick Sirianni has about himself. It's totally different. And there's almost this connected culture here with the Eagles that makes me definitely believe in the Eagles this year.
All right, it's Jay Glazer live from the Eagles weight room, I'm told, Jack. There you go. Marks and Reese, we're back. He believes in the Eagles this year. Nick Sirianni in rare form, or maybe not rare form, after Jalen Hurts was hit out of bounds, where MF and What the bleep? Sala, what the bleep? Right? So I love seeing that. When he gets mad, he gets mad. We've seen this before. He gets mad. So he sees his quarterback take a shot 5 yards out of bounds, 3 yards out of bounds. He's reacting to it. So Philly guy, hashtag Philly guy. Nick Sirianni, I agree. Let's give you our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team, no Philly sales tax, plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville online. Mark-Jewelers.com. All right, so Friday night, just the Jets or feeling really good about this team? Let me see here where it is right now. Going to be a special year, just the Jets. Right now, it's 60-40, just the Jets. There you go. Jack, just the Jets or special year this year?
Just the Jets.
What would you need to see to change your mind on that?
Well, it looked the same as last year. I mean, it was pretty much the same quarterback as last year. A little bit tighter mechanics, I get it. But, I want to see some balls down the field, all that fun stuff. So I thought he looked pretty much what he looked like last year. I didn't see this difference-making player. I didn't see this big leap. I thought he was fine. He played fine, competent NFL quarterback.
Yeah, but I think we focus so much on him, you can't see the forest through the trees. And when you say special, I don't think anybody's saying Jalen's about to go out and be all pro this year. So, what are you talking about? The team having a special year or Jalen Hurts having a special year?
Right.
No, I'm asking.
The team.
Well, it seems like we're talking about Jalen. How could you not be excited about what you saw from the team? You don't think the team's going to be good this year? It's because of what you think of the quarterback.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and listen, I don't know what how to change that. I mean, I don't know how to change that. I don't think you're alone when you view the team. You view it through the prism of watching the quarterback and saying, "Well, my aspirations or my optimism is based on what I think about the quarterback. And if I don't think he is anything special, why would I think the team is going to be anything special?" That's an interesting dynamic, because I actually think you could be right that Jalen is not going to have some special magical season that we're going to all be like, oh. I mean, I don't even think he's going to come close to doing what Mike did. And I think Mike only threw for like 3,400 yards that year and 20-something touchdowns.
Right.
I mean, he ran and he had these wild games, meaning W-O-W type of games.
Yeah.
But Mike was a different type of athlete, also a different type of quarterback. Right. I don't know if Jalen's going to provide that type of a wow factor with his play. And I don't know if he necessarily needs to provide that in order for this team to win the NFC East, host a playoff game, and win a playoff game at home. And the reason why I'm phrasing it the way that I'm phrasing it is this. The Bengals were 10-7 last year. They didn't have a special season. Well, it became special because of the postseason. Not the regular season wasn't special. They went 10-7.
And it looked like they might miss the playoffs.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Season, so it wasn't a special season until they made the postseason and went on a special run.
Right.
I'm not saying that's what the Eagles are going to do, but I am saying they could have that type of a season. If there were some nice moments during the season for the Bengals with Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, and we know that, that was there, but the overall team didn't have this 12-win type of 13-win type of season. The Tennessee Titans won that division, but they got hot late in the year, and they were the hottest team going into the playoffs and a dangerous team. I think the Eagles could be just like that. I don't know. I'm not – only Jalen can convince people he's a top 10, whatever quarterback they're looking for, whatever Jack is looking for, whatever it is you're looking for. Only he's going to be able to convince you that that's what you're watching. But to say a football team that you can win with the weapons that they have, with the defense that they have, this can be a very good year. We won 12 games with – Thrash and Charles Johnson and those type of wide receivers would only do Staley and Donovan as our main weapon. I know it's a different time. But the fact of the matter is the quarterback's numbers don't have to blow you away, and you can still win and be excited about the football team.
Mm-hmm.
That's truly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
His numbers may never blow you away. Donovan's numbers never blew anybody away.
Right. Yeah, the team can be good, and he can be the quarterback of the team. Ryan Tannehill, they won 12 games in the regular season last year. No one thinks that he's the long-term solution or he's going to win a Super Bowl down there, right? Like, and that's kind of how I view Jalen Hurts at the same time. Maybe these translate into wins, and you're right. We're still left having this discussion if you don't go past a certain spot in the playoffs, and that'd be great if we were having that discussion. That means they're making the playoffs.
Yeah.
I still, and we'll take some phone calls here, I'm curious to see what it looks like when the regular season starts and we start seeing what defenses are doing differently against this Eagles offense. Let's go to Yoshi in Brewerytown. Yoshi, how are you?
What up, John? Big A, Jackie, baby, how we doing today?
Yoshi.
Yosh. What's up, Yosh?
Yeah. Hey, man. Look, I enjoyed what I saw. Yes, it was the preseason. Yes, it was the Jets. But you ever think about all them short passes and stuff they've been doing in practice is so Jalen can get in a rhythm, and then throughout the game they open it up. I mean, what I like about the boy the other night, he was playing his feet, squaring his shoulders up. Even when he took off on the run for the 28-yard pass to Quez, he's still looking down the field. The ball was coming out hot. Everything was real quick and precise. He did go across the middle, John, what's his name? And you might as well say he looked off everybody, what's his name? Because he looked up to AJ when I was looking at the game and then hit Golden, what's his name, underneath. I mean, I love what I saw. And then the defense attacking. Mm-hmm. Nobody whipping on tackles on the first team. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like when Lil N'Kobe got in. You see when Lil N'Kobe hit that tight end?
I saw it.
I won't care. You 6'3", 6'4", 2 something. Get your tail on the ground.
Give me
my neck, bro.
That's right.
Bounce that boy.
And, oh, get man, my that neck, bro.
Give me my neck, bro. Man, Kazi, right, man, that boy going to be a problem. I like what
it's
I
first
saw.
First time I've seen
yeah,
it.
We,
yeah.
Hey, wait.
I was saying, Kazir White's the first. That was the first time I seen him. He picked a pass off. Like that was the first time I saw him.
No, what's name? He came in on one of them tackles. What's name? And got the ball. What's name? I think it was in the backfield.
Okay.
He cracked him. Yeah. What's name? I thought it was TJ at first, but it was him who came.
Well, I thought that was Brandon Graham. That didn't Brandon make that play? Was it Brandon that made the?
He had a play. Yeah. Yeah.
It was one on the left side. Kazir got one with thing up the middle, looked like
okay.
I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah, I could have sworn it was 42. I think this is number, 40, whatever he is.
43, yeah, 43.
It's a bad number 43. For a linebacker. But.
Well, he didn't realize 44 was retired before he got here.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the team didn't look lackluster. Like, it was preseason, it was the Jets, but we didn't look good because the Jets looked bad, in my opinion. We look good because they look better than what they have been. And mm-hmm. and like you were saying, you give somebody better weapons, man, they gonna look better. I mean, you got Quez look better running around out there. Then you got A.J. Brown out there running. And then Goddard, what's the name, with his 56 and 800 and something last year, what's the name, looking good. You got to worry about some stuff. Lil Miles looking good. What's the name, catching the ball out the mm-hmm. backfield. Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, man. I like what I'm seeing. We don't need Jalen to be Josh or Joe Burrow. Like, we just need Jalen to be a super solid, like I mentioned, Jalen Hurts.
There you go. High expectations.
Yeah.
Thanks, Yoshi. High expectations.
Yeah. He don't have to be Josh Allen this year. No, he doesn't.
He just has to be super solid.
Yep.
What are we talking about here? I mean, ultimately, if that's the expectation and you believe he can grow into a more prominent role, you know, if he plays like he did last year, but he's able to add more to the passing game, then the Eagles could win the division.
He's clearly getting better as a passer.
Okay,
we'll see how much better he is by the end of the season, and we'll see where he's at. The thing that the Eagles are going to have to weigh is whether or not you want to use draft capital, whether it's one draft pick or it's multiple draft picks, to move up to take a unproven player that isn't in the NFL, who hasn't been in the NFL for 3 straight years now, learning pro-style offense, going up against pro competition. Is that a sure thing versus running this guy out of town? Like, that's what you're weighing. That's what you're weighing. Like, Jalen will have gone through 3 years of experience. He's here. He's on the team. He's showing progress, even if it's small progress. And so what if his ceiling isn't Josh Allen or one of those guys, Joe Burrow, those guys? Is he a guy that's good enough that you can win with? That's the first thing you determine. Then you determine whether or not, is he the type of guy that teammates, that players will rally around? Can he lead a group of men? Is he the type of guy you want to attach your franchise to? Like, all of these things matter when you're talking about giving that guy that label and saying, this is what I'm going with. Jalen may not reach the level of 10 in all the categories which you need him to reach. But, man, if he's hitting a lot of 7s and 8s in those categories and you're winning, sometimes you got to just say, this is good enough for me to go win with. Because there are some guys that got the strongest arm, all this other stuff, but then they got a 10-cent head.
Yep.
Or guys in the locker room don't like them, or they don't study, whatever.
The other stuff
that
matters.
Yeah, the other stuff that matters. Like all that stuff could be what's missing. So, like, the Eagles, I don't think they are. I think fans are on their hands trying to figure out what they should do about committing to Jalen, supporting, buying all the way in versus keeping one eye open somewhere else. It's one thing to look for proven guys, Russell Wilson and guys like that. But a college guy, you don't know what you're getting, man. If you don't have a number one pick and it's a surefire thing, you could draft Tua, you could draft Josh Rosen. Like, you don't know what you're getting You could draft Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Carson Wentz. Like, there's so many. Jared Goff. All these guys are on different teams now.
Yep. That's a huge risk.
Except
to go
for
from,
Tua. Except for Tua.
It's a huge risk to go from a guy that you know you like and does a lot of things well to a brand new guy that might not be able to play, might not be able to handle the spotlight.
Right. Playing here.
Zach Wilson makes a throw Friday night, and I'm like, man, I love that arm, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's got a great raw talent. And then you realize he may never develop into anything.
It's still early on Zach Wilson.
No, I know, but
I
guess the point I'm trying to make is that he may, you still have to develop that part of the game. The raw talent.
I just gave you six other examples.
Yeah.
I just gave you six other examples of guys that have been in the league for years. They got opportunities. I mean, Carolina has two guys that were drafted in the top three in the same damn draft on their team, and they don't know which one of them is going to be the starting quarterback.
Seriously,
Sam Darnold was a can't-miss. Oh, he's 20 years old. Look how young he is coming out of USC. Can't-miss prospect.
And Baker was the first overall pick.
Baker Mayfield's number one overall pick. He gets a team to the playoff. They still believe he's not the guy to go win with.
No, he just tries to save Matt Rhule's job this year.
I'm just constantly searching and looking for that guy. Sometimes you have to just appreciate what you have and continue to develop that and develop around it. I tell you what, instead of using three picks to go get somebody from Florida or Spencer Rattler or too small Bryce Young out of Alabama, these guys, I'd rather go get another wideout. I'd rather go get another corner. I'd rather use those picks on talent that you can add to the roster overall. That's what I'd rather them do.
Let's go to Ruben in Germantown. Ruben, what's up? How are you? Go ahead.
Hey, John, man.
What's up, Ruben?
Hey, yo. I need you to stand down real quick.
Okay, I'm sorry.
John, you is, bro. What's up with you, man? If you don't like him, just say it, man.
I actually do like him.
You don't, because I'm going to tell you why you don't.
Why?
Because, all right, you were on record saying the things that you had, and you had some good points about why you not sold or let alone say, you don't think he's a guy. You say he don't know how to read defense. He's not getting the ball out quick. He's flushing the pocket before XYZ. So you were saying all these things of why you think he's not the guy. You were upset that the Eagles didn't get another quarterback. Okay. So now my thing is, he checked two of those things. Although with the Jets, he made good reads. He got the ball out quick. Now they're saying, oh, well, I would like for him to stay in the pocket a little longer instead of running out the pocket because they're trying to find an open receiver. Well, if the receiver's not open, y'all want to get the ball out quick and it's not there. What are you supposed to do?
Ruben, let me butt in for a second. He's not going to stop moving around in the pocket. That's going to be a part of his game. I hope that he's willing to look for a receiver instead of running after he doesn't see somebody that's open, right? But I know that's always going to be a part of his game. I'm not sure what you want me to say from six throws in one series in the preseason against a Jets team that's not even game planning for him. Like, I'm not coming in here today saying everything's great, we're going to be fine. He's going to prove it to me. Nothing's changed. This is a borderline playoff team. I thought that last week, and I think that right now.
But we understand you're not going to say that. But what we were saying to you during the whole offseason was it's about progress. You said you don't think he's going to progress. That's what you were saying. You said, I don't think he's going to get better.
I think there's going to be natural progression that ultimately, how much is it going to matter? Either you're good enough to be a guy that can lead your team and be a difference maker, or you're not. And right now, I don't see Jalen Hurts being that guy.
Okay, well, this is what's going on in the neighborhood, in the barbershop world. I have a form, what's called the Stay Over There form, because I need you to sign it, and I need you to just,
Stay Over There.
Your name and all that, because when he becomes good, you cannot say Jalen Hurts. You have to stay over there. Just be
Or I can say, man, the dude's proved me wrong. He's a very good quarterback. I was wrong. I didn't think he could turn into this type of player. He has. How about that?
I don't think that's good enough for the team.
All right. Listen.
So that's not enough of repentance right there. That's not enough.
All right, Ruben. Listen, I hope that I'm.
What are you supposed to say if he turns out to be good?
I'm just supposed to be an Eagle fan. I'm not supposed to say anything.
Stay on that side.
No comment.
Yeah, we know the whole stay on that side thing doesn't really work. So,
right.
Yeah.
but see, here's the thing, right? Like, everybody knows that, like, if and it's not about being right or wrong. We're just being Eagles fans waiting for these freaking games to start, right? Like, but you're going to feel a certain way about a certain player or a coach, no matter any of the teams, right? So, like, right now, as the Eagles are trying to build to get back to being a perennial playoff and hopefully another Super Bowl winner, I look at Jalen Hurts and I see a lot of Jimmy Garoppolo and Alex Smith and guys that have won games in this league, but ultimately their teams are looking for other quarterbacks, and that's what I see. And that's what I continue to see. And if he comes out this year, and I'm not looking for a prolific passer. I don't need Aaron Rodgers. That's not what I'm asking for.
Right.
But I'm asking for me to watch these games and at the end of the season say, they can win with Jalen Hurts. They can win a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts. They may have to do it a little bit differently, or maybe they don't have to do it a little bit differently.
Hey.
But they can win with them.
I mean, Tom Brady won 13-3. Like you're not going to go in and score 40 points every game, so –
Early you know, on, build, that was a defensive
build,
game.
Build a team. No, I mean, he just won 13-3 years ago against the Rams. Right. He beat them 13-3. I'm just saying, every like Jimmy Garoppolo had a chance to beat the 49ers.
Yeah.
He wasn't outclassed in that game. Just didn't make the throw. They had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
So, like, Jimmy Garoppolo was there. We saw Nick Foles win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
I don't know if Nick Foles can, and I do know, he can't ever duplicate what he did there. You'll never see that again from Nick Foles.
Nope.
But he did it that day.
Yep. Yeah. I know, but it's still like the 49ers know all that, but still.
Oh, no, I agree with you. I agree with you. And they, for their sake, had better be right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because if they're wrong, it's going to set them back for years to come.
Exactly.
You're right. No, you're right. If they decide.
I mean, think about it. You may have a better quarterback from a arm strength, athleticism, and everything else. But what if Trey Lance never gets you back to an NFC title game or the Super Bowl?
Then what's it worth?
Exactly.
You're right. No, you're right. And he's got the raw skill that we're all
looking
for. You see the throw he made?
Yes.
And the wide receiver was also open by 5 yards on that. He better hit that throw.
Yep. Yep.
Nice throw, though.
Hey, man, Garoppolo wins games.
He does. Yeah,
I don't know.
Jalen Garoppolo right here in Philly, Ike. What do you think, Jack? You signing up for that?
Listen, I'll sign up for 33-11 and a Super Bowl trip and it's a championship game.
Jalen Garoppolo.
Yeah.
So would you sign up for Jalen Garoppolo right now?
Yeah, 100%.
2-1. Wait, do you also want a Garoppolo here instead of Jalen?
Because I like winners.
215. Jalen is a winner.
Well, that's not true. I mean,
it is true.
He's a 500.
Well, what has he won?
215. Well, he didn't win the preseason game.
No, Alabama is a winning program. You don't get labeled a winner because you go
national
to Alabama.
Champion.
Yeah.
Oklahoma
with a whole team full of 5 stars.
All right, so we will.
They're ranked number one for the 7th straight year. Alabama.
Nick Saban called it a rebuilding season. Did you see that?
That's what I'm saying.
Preseason number one.
That's a winner. Nick Saban.
All right, 215-592-9494.
Yeah, think about all the quarterbacks that have recently come out of there. Yeah, which one of them you love?
Man.
Mac Jones, 85th in the NFL Top 100.
Yeah, you love him?
No.
Can I let you know after this year?
No.
215-592-9494, Marks and Reese.
My Tua. Love Tua?
I do not.
Most accurate quarterback in football, according to
Tyreek Hill.
But can you win with Tua?
Brady
will be there in a year. They can win with Brady.
Coming up, we'll get to all your phone calls, but Elliot Shore Parks.
ESP?
Yep. Yeah,
this guy has more spots at this station than anybody I know.
I might as well just take off the rest of the summer.
I mean, my goodness.
His takeaway is there was a practice yesterday, and there was some fighting in practice. We'll get the play-by-play on that.
Fights?
Yeah. Andre Dillard involved in all of them, apparently.
Oh, it's a pillow fight.
Yep.
No. I'm
and
a softy.
His takeaways from Friday night as Elliot's headed to Cleveland as we have the joint practices in the game coming up this weekend.
Yep. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's probably excited.
Yep.
I'm surprised he can make it. 215-592-9494. Your takeaways from the game.
Hey, man, that's the birthplace of the king.
On Friday night. Howard Eskin?
Dope.
Oh. Marks and Race on 94 WIP. Elliot next.
Hey, the NFL Week 1 odds are out, and now's the time to try FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino if you already haven't. Now get in on the action early this season. Right now, new FanDuel Sportsbook customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Whew! Now, I tell you, I got some future bets for you. How about this? How about the MVP of the NFL this year. You know what? I got a dark horse and I got a favorite. I'll take the favorite coming out of Kansas City, and then I'll take the dark horse coming out of Las Vegas. How about that? The quarterbacks for both of those teams, look out there. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Just sign up using promo code Ike, place your first bet, and FanDuel will give you up to $1,000 back in free bets if you don't win. Now, I really like the FanDuel app. There's no better place to get ready for the football season than on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook and official sports betting partner of the NFL. That's a different sport. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code Ike to get started with your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's promo code Ike.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.